January 2, 1923. Prodigies of the Divine Fiat in the Void of the Soul. I was praying and abandoning all of myself in the arms of the Most Holy Will of God, and my always lovable Jesus, coming out from my interior and taking my hand, told me, "My daughter, come with me and look at the great void which exists between heaven and earth." Before my fiat was pronounced, this great void was horrible to the sight. Everything was disorder. No separation of land, of water, or of mountains could be seen. It was one heap that struck fright. But as soon as my fiat was pronounced, all things rolled about, bumping against one another, and each of them took its place, remaining all ordered with the imprint of my eternal fiat. Nor can they move if my fiat does not want it. The earth no longer struck fright. On the contrary, as one sees the vastness of the seas, their waters no longer muddy but crystal clear, their sweet murmuring, as if the waters were voices speaking softly and quietly among themselves, their roaring waves which sometimes rise so high as to make mountains of water appear, which then fall back again into the same sea, how much beauty does this not contain? How much order, and how much attention does it not earn from creatures? And then, the earth, all green and flowery, how much variety of beauty does it not contain? But this was nothing yet. The void was not completely filled. And just as my fiat hovered over the earth and separated things and ordered the earth, in the same way, hovering up high, it extended the heavens, it adorned them with stars, and in order to fill the void of darkness, it created the sun which, dispelling darkness, filled this great void with light and made all the beauty of all creation stand out. But what was the cause of so much good? My omnipotent fiat. However, this fiat wanted a void in order to create this machine of the universe. Now, my daughter, do you see this great void in which I created so many things? Yet, the void of the soul is even greater. The former was to serve as the dwelling of man. The void of the soul was to serve as the dwelling of a God. I was not to pronounce my fiat for 6 days, as in creating the universe, but for as many days as the life of man contains, and so many times for as many as, putting his own will aside, he would let mine operate. Therefore, since my fiat was to do more things than it did in creation, more space was needed. But do you know who gives me free field in order to fill this great void of the soul? One who lives in my will. My fiats are pronounced repeatedly. Every thought is accompanied by the power of my fiat, and, oh! How many stars adorn the heaven of the intelligence of the soul! Her actions are followed by my fiat, and, oh! How many suns rise within her! Her words, invested by my fiat, are sweeter than the murmuring of the waters of the sea, in which the sea of my graces flows in order to fill this great void, and my fiat delights in forming waves that rise up high, beyond heaven, and descend again, more loaded, in order to expand the sea of the soul. My fiat blows upon her heart, and of her heartbeats it makes fires of love. My fiat leaves nothing out. It invests every affection, and tendencies, desires, and forms in them the most beautiful flowerings. How many things does my fiat not operate in this great void of the soul who lives in my will? Oh! How the whole machine of the universe is left behind. The heavens are astonished. Trembling, they watch the omnipotent fiat operating in the will of the creature, and they feel their happiness being doubled every time this fiat acts and renews its creative power. So, they are all attentive around me, to see when my fiat is pronounced, in order to receive their double glory and happiness. Oh! If all knew the power of my fiat and the great good it contains, they would all give themselves prey to my omnipotent will. Yet, there is to weep about. How many souls, with these great voids within themselves, are worse than the great void of the universe before my fiat was pronounced. Since my fiat does not hover within them, everything is disorder, the darkness is so thick as to strike horror and fright. There's one heap, all mixed together, nothing is in place. The work of creation is upset in them, because my fiat alone is order. The human will is disorder. Therefore, my daughter, if you want order within yourself, let my fiat be the life of everything in you, and you will give me the great contentment that my fiat may be able to unfold, putting out the prodigies and the goods it contains.